celebrate the Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, a feast established in the church right after the Battle of Lepanto in 1517. Was it 1571, sorry. 1571, the Christians beat the Muslim Turks in the Battle of Lepanto. After the Pope St. Pius V had asked all of Christendom to pray the rosary to defeat the Turks, who were making, they would, you know, make pirate raids into Italy and other places and steal Christians to make and enslave them. And they were coming, of course, to, you know, make inroads into Europe. So they had to be stopped. And so St. Pius V asked Christendom to pray the rosary, and he promised that Christians would be victorious if they did pray the rosary, and they did. And so they conquered 2 years after he proclaimed it in 1571. So Our Lady is called also Our Lady of the Rosary, then also Our Lady of Victories, and this was a feast established in the church. Our Lady of the Rosary was established in a universal church in about 200 years later, but in Rome it was established in 1571 after that victory. So we pray the rosary for victories over big things. You know, they prayed the rosary in the Philippines when the Marcos regime wouldn't get out of power even after the elections ousted him. And the Philippine people went into the streets in millions and they prayed the rosary. And then the tanks came out and the soldiers came out and they refused to fire on the people because they prayed the rosary and they were victorious over that corrupt regime. And so, you know, this is when many people pray the rosary for a particular intention. You know, maybe we could say that over the last election, the rosary was victorious over a corrupt politician. So we pray the rosary. We pray for the rosary for those big things to be victorious. But we pray for, you know, specific intentions. You know, a lot of times we don't think of things, we, you know, major decisions we have to make, major important things that we have to do during the week or, you know, in our day-to-day life. We should pray the rosary for a particular intention and really see miracles happen in that way. Of course we pray on a daily basis to nourish our relationship with Our Lady. We're not going to grow close to Our Lady unless we pray the rosary. So we pray for closeness, to grow closer to her, to love her more, to grow in sanctity, to secure our salvation. You know, I'm not going to save my soul unless I pray, and I pray a lot. And how am I going to pray a lot unless I pray the rosary? What other prayers are we going to pray? So we pray So we have the Mass, we have the Divine Office, if we can pray that, and the Rosary comes with that. And we need to be dedicated to the Rosary. Nobody becomes a saint these days without praying the Rosary. And so we pray one Rosary, we pray maybe two, maybe we pray more Rosaries. We need to be dedicated to the Rosary. And then, you know, that external part of it, and we look at the internal part of the rosary, how to pray it well. We need to pray the rosary well, otherwise it becomes mechanical. and when it becomes mechanical, we become bored, we don't like it, and then we don't pray it well, or we don't pray it at all. So we do need to pray it well, and so we're looking at quality, not so much quantity. Quantity will lead to not praying it someday or not praying it much. And of course the devil is always there to try to get us to diminish it, diminish us praying it, diminish our quality, our devotion in it. So always keep in mind, you know, this is what he's going to try to do to get us to pray the rosary or not to pray it well. And we can pray it well, we can pray it better through the external things, like praying it in a quiet place, praying it with others, praying it, you know, alone in a good place, not so much praying, as opposed to praying it in a distracted way. Only when I pray in the car, only when I am working, only when I am, you know, doing things that can distract me. We need to kind of avoid that. And at least try to find a good place to pray the rosary, put ourselves in a good environment to pray it, quiet, where we can focus, where we can focus. And then, the ideal thing, the absolute ideal pray place would be in the church before the Blessed Sacrament, maybe exposed and kneeling. Ideal. But other than that, we need to just have that decent environment, whether we're praying it in a quiet place, walking slowly or whatever. Then the internal thing, of course, we know the soul of the rosary is to reflect on the mysteries, and we have plenty of mysteries to give us variety, give us color, all the mysteries of the youth of our Lord, the mysteries of light, the passion of our Lord, and the glorious mysteries. Plenty of things to reflect on and think about. And that's the soul, and that's the most important thing. But apart from that, we need to insert our intentions, and set intentions for the conversion of people in our life, for our own betterment, our own growth and virtue that we're lacking in, our own sanctification. We have so many things, so many intentions that we need to put in, and we need to put into each Hail Mary, each decade, always putting in, not just praying for ourselves, but praying for other people, praying for our loved ones, praying for conversion, so many family members who have fallen away, those things. And when we kind of get distracted, we don't know what to focus on, we can always come back to the words of the Hail Mary, the words of the Glory Be, the words of the Holy Father, the holy words, which are so profound, so deeply full of all that we need for our spiritual and temporal life. So these things in our rosary, and you know, this is how we will become a saint, and it's not just our own effort. We put our own effort into it, and then trust that God will take us to places, take us closer to Him, take us into a higher, deeper prayer, take us into His more into His life. He can take over in our prayer. We do what we can, and then trust that He will do. He will do the rest. So we ask Our Lady to help us to be faithful to the Rosary. When we are dedicated to the Rosary, we have that security of our salvation. And in the end of the Holy Rosary, of the Hail Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. This is our means of perseverance, our means of holiness, and our means of finding salvation. So let's be always dedicated to it, and this will help us to stay close to Our Lady, which will be our means of salvation as well.